Precious Heart Dwellers, we have three witches' covens in the area we live in, and they are all about destroying us. But there is another reality to this attempt. Truly, they have done much for our community by the curses they have sent against us. We are learning how to love and support one another in difficult situations, even when there's conflict or misunderstanding, how to be long-suffering with people who test our patience, and so many other virtues because of their curses. God is using them to exercise us in virtue. And there is a bright side to all of this for them, and I'm going to explain it. Those of you in covens that hate us, I realize this morning that many, many of you have been abused and wounded growing up. You've been molested and raped, beaten, tried to find comfort in drugs, and you were stripped of your childhood and self-respect by those who molested you. You may have come from a family where your parents favored your siblings over you or were gone all the time working, and their failure to be there when you needed them the most. And for some of you, worst of all, continually calling you ugly names, telling you that you'll never amount to anything because you're a loser. And when you tried to tell them that your uncle was raping you, they became angry and accused you of lying and gave you a beating. This and so many other terrible things are going on right now in families, just horrific things. You had to get the love and acceptance you craved from your peer group or other family members because your parents were too busy for you, working and making money to support the family. And some of your parents worked overtime or brought their work home. Year after year of neglect left you hungry for true friends and a family that really cared. After a while, you couldn't take it anymore and wanted to take revenge on them or run away. But you felt like a helpless victim and fell into despair. Then someone approached you, someone who was kind and understanding, maybe a teacher or a classmate, and they said they knew how you could get back at those who'd hurt you. They started to take an interest in you and made you feel good. Then they demonstrated how witchcraft could give you the power to get back at those who had hurt you so badly. After a while, you became a member of the coven, cursing those who had done you wrong and anyone else who hurt you. You started to feel powerful when the curses landed. Finally, you weren't the helpless victim anymore. You were taught and apprenticed to learn the ways of witchcraft. You were taught how to curse families with divorce, accidents, sickness, and sudden death, incest, alcoholism, adultery, murder, rage, ambition, strife, jealousy, sickness, and abandonment that would cause fathers and mothers to neglect their children. Other members of the coven were brought in through college associates and the desire to be honored and esteemed, making a fortune, impressing the world, becoming an important public official. But more painfully, their parents did not acknowledge anything good in them, no matter what they did. In fact, they may have praised an older brother making an example of his accomplishments while calling you a loser. Why can't you be like him? This rejection left deep wounds, so they vowed to become a success. When they discovered what curses could do, they started practicing. They took on rivals and put them out of the way of your ambitions. And you removed everyone in your way and became a great success, cursing anyone who crossed you. Now I want to look at this cycle and see where it came from. Let's say, for example, there was a rich and successful family that treated you badly and made fun of your poverty, and you came to hate them. So you cursed them with a spirit of adultery, and a woman at the husband's workplace started having an attraction to him. After time, the husband spent more and more time away from home, coming in late, saying he had to put in overtime. His kids started coming over to your house, crying and complaining that their father was drifting further and further away from the family, and he didn't care about them anymore. You lent a sympathetic ear, but all the while you were gloating because your curses had worked. Then it surfaced that he was having an affair, and you were happy to see the family break up in a divorce. The kids still had money and nice things, and their mother got involved with another man. Turns out that this man was more interested in her children than her, and he begins to molest her daughters. One daughter finally tells her mother, and if she's lucky, the mother will believe her and put an end to that relationship with the man. If she's not so lucky, her mother is deeply in love with him. She may get angry and tell her daughter she's lying because she's jealous of the time that she spends with him. In any case, it is a losing situation. Do you see the cycle? Satan inspired you to curse the man to break up the family. Now everything you went through as a child starts to plague this family. They start to drift, get into drugs, and after a time you tell them how they can have power over their enemies. You recruit them for the coven so they can curse the strange man who came into their lives, and maybe he'll die. Satan got someone to curse your family, and everything fell apart. You were hurt time and time again, and nobody cared. That drove you to drugs and Satanism to get even and have a coven that cared for you and had your back. Satan has become a father figure because he rewards you for your successful curses. He pretends to respect you and treat you with love, which your parents never did. In time, people come to you and ask you to curse their enemies, and you become successful, making money through curses, and also working your way up to high-paying jobs by cursing those in your way. This is what I'm getting at. Satan had someone curse your parents, so they would abandon you to make more money, and you suffered because of it. Then you were invited into a coven and saw it as a way to get back at those who hurt you. Now you are working for Satan. But wait, isn't he the one who started all the pain in your family by inspiring others to curse them? Has it ever dawned on you that you're working for the very one who ruined your childhood and molested you? It wasn't your uncle that molested you. It was a demon working for none other than Satan that molested you, working through your uncle. Do you see? You have blamed their behavior on them, but they weren't acting strictly on their own. They were being influenced by demons to separate your family. Behind every sin, if you trace it back to where it started, you will end up in Satan's throne room. He is the author of all sickness, adultery, death, and tragedy. But he hides his influence behind the people who do these things so that you will blame them, so that you will become bitter and be eaten up with a desire to retaliate. And if the ones who hurt you were Christians, you think that's what God is like, and you don't want to have anything to do with him. Then Satan lures you into a coven so that you can keep the cycle of pain going in the next generation, never realizing that what was done to you was done by Satan. You are doing to others now for Satan. Eventually, you become so bitter and taken up with revenge, your life is an angry mess, and you hate just about everyone around you. Satan has won you over with his lies, promises, and perks, which you will find out he can't deliver on anything after you die. His hands are tied by God, and both of you are in hell. Yes, he is the God of this world, but not the God of the universe. He can draw you into his net with promises. He can deliver riches, women, fame, power, and status. But after you die, the cruel truth is exposed. He has no power to do anything but torment you, which he will gladly do and enjoy every minute of it. Why is Satan hell-bent on hurting people and taking them to hell? The answer is found in the Bible. It's jealousy. Pride and jealousy. Dear ones, if there were ever an attitude that could rob you of everything and ruin your life, it certainly is jealousy. God created Lucifer to be the highest angel in charge of worshiping him in heaven. Then God created man and lavished a beautiful earth on him. God had a relationship with man. They visited every day before sunset. Satan was full of pride and became jealous of men and jealous of all the praise and glory that God received from his angels in heaven. So he determined to get the worship for himself so he could be greater than God. To this end, he deceived 1/3 of the holy angels in heaven to rebel against God. Then God banished him from heaven and took his glorious name, which Lucifer means shining one or light bearer. God took that name from him and named him instead Satan, which means adversary. In retaliation, Satan took up the cause to curse everything God made. He hated the earth and the humans who lived on it, so he made it his business to ruin everything God nurtured. Satan's motives are hatred and revenge. If you work for him long enough, you will begin to resemble him and your life will be miserable. In contrast to that, God teaches us to forgive those who've hurt and abused us. And when we do that, we have peace and joy. So to sum it all up, you are gladly serving and working for the very one who ruined your childhood, who makes people sick, who causes divorce and murder. He has done nothing good because he is pure evil. And that's the truth about who you work for. Now I feel that the Lord wants to speak directly to you. Jesus began, "Thank you for this message. It clarifies so much that I have wanted to say to all of you who have taken up Satanism and devil worship. I know that you do not think of me as your father, but truly you were created by my Father in heaven to resemble us. How can a mother hate the child she gave birth to? The truth is that I will always love you, even though I do not approve of your commitment to do evil. What hurts me the most about this is that you will go to hell unless you repent, and that means I will not have you with me in heaven. I have lost the one I loved and looked forward to being with in heaven forever. And you, as merely human, cannot understand how deeply that hurts me. In that sense, every time he takes a soul to hell, Satan wins. I could tell you what he's going to do to you, but you won't believe me. Satan is a master of deceit, although he cannot outsmart me. But he will produce visions and deceptions of his followers and their surroundings. The ones that have died will appear in mansions. They'll be healthy and rich, but that's only a deception. The reality is that he has prepared torture chambers that will make you feel a pain more severe than anything you've ever experienced on this earth, and it will not stop there. There's no ending to their torture. The fallen angels have had thousands of years to learn how to make a human body suffer torments beyond anything you can imagine. They will take a finger and put needles under the nail and then cut the finger off. The pain is excruciating, but then it grows back so they can cut it off again. They will fry you in a kettle of oil, and your body will be one entire blister from head to toe. Then they will puncture the blisters and peel off all the skin to expose raw flesh, just to rub salt into every place on your body. That is just one torture. They have hundreds of thousands of different ways to make you suffer for eternity. In the meantime, when you come to heaven, you will be brought to the river of life with orchards on either side. You will be given the most delectable fruit to eat which has healing properties that will take away all the pain from your life. You will be able to feel forgiveness and pity for those who hurt you. If your heart has been broken, it will become whole again. Your body will be 33 years old in heaven. No sickness, no pain, and no suffering. You don't have to take my word for it. Listen to the many near-death experiences, or they call them NDEs, on YouTube, and you will hear firsthand the accounts of those who were bound to a wheelchair their entire lives, and in heaven they are perfectly healed. Do you really think that a being who makes his life's business killing, stealing, destroying, do you really think he's going to all of a sudden be a generous host with all kinds of comforts and gifts in hell? The truth is, Satan is a lame dog with broken teeth on a chain, and he can do nothing but sit in his misery and plot how to get others as well in his sorry state. Think about this, my children. Can one so evil and wicked all of a sudden produce luxuries, mansions, limousines, and women for your enjoyment while he's being burnt by the flames of hell? The sad truth is, he can deceive you into thinking anything, but when it's time to deliver, he's wringing his hands in glee, waiting to see how the poor sucker who served him will suffer in the torments prepared for him. And the greatest pain you will feel will be betrayal. You will say, "But I loved you. I served you. I gave my life up to you. And you said you loved me. You brought me success, women, riches, good health on earth. So how can this be? These torments and punishing demons. I thought you were my benevolent father. What happened? I loved you. I did everything for you. How can this be? Why are you laughing? I'm hurting. Don't you care? Why are you laughing? Why?"